What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Got your Philly headlines with the fill-in. It's Bedded on TDY. It's all sponsored by Family Jewelers. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. I cannot wait for round one of the Sixers playoffs against the Brooklyn Nets. It would have been even more exciting if Ben Simmons were playing, but who's surprised? Who's surprised? He's hurt. Yeah, of course. But game one is home, of course, in South Philly. Saturday, 1 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN as well. Then game two, also home. On Monday, 7:30. They just announced the schedule, so this is so exciting. And then game three and four will be, you know, in Brooklyn. And then who knows if we even need a game five. We might do just a good old sweep. We'll see. Trust the process. Joel Embiid, it's his season. I'm telling you. And then today is a very special day. It is the 59th anniversary of Wawa. Yes. Happy birthday to Wawa. 59 years old. How good does Wawa look for his age? Wawa is aging gracefully. Like Pharrell. I need your skincare regimen. Wawa is like the J-Lo of convenience stores. This is finally a rescheduled that Philadelphia date. March, she kind of swerved us. I took offense to that, but she rescheduled it. She'll be here September 26th. And if you did grab tickets back in March, those tickets are still good. So, you're off the hook, SZA. It's Bennett on TDY. You know, I forgot how elite parenting is when it's nice outside. Like, if you have a toddler and it's nice outside, oh, it is so nice. First of all, your house inside is clean for longer than it normally is. Like, it's so great, right? Because we call her Hurricane Kira, my 2.5-year-old, because if it's raining or, you know, all throughout winter when it's freezing outside, you know, your house is clean during nap time, and that's pretty much it. 5 seconds after she wakes up, it's over. It's a wrap. But, like, we bring her outside now? Oh, it's such a nice time. Nice time in our lives. So I just wanted to share that with you. Feeling good about that, Sabrina Carpenter. This is Nonsense. 96.5 TDY. Good morning. All right, see if you're awake. It is time for the Philly Fast Five. It's Bennett on TDY, and who might this be?
Hi, this is Desiree.
Hey, Desiree. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Pemberton, New Jersey.
What is new in the world of Desiree? What's happening?
Well, I am on my way to a job interview. I am done grad school in May, so very excited. Good thing.
This is exciting. Are you nervous? Are you pumped? All of the above? All of the vibes?
All of the above.
Wait, so what job are you interviewing for?
So it's an area coordinator. So that's like working in like residence life at higher ed.
Dude, this is so cool. I'm so excited for you. So here's what's going to happen, because I know the future. You're gonna crush this Philly Fast Five, and you're going to like just bust into your job interview. And you're going to nail it. Like, it's just going to be like, damn, Desiree. You're going to have a moment today.
Right? I'm going to do my best.
Just answer 3 out of the 5 Philly questions correct. And then you got Down and Derby Wine Fest. See, this is amazing. You're going to crush all this, and then you're going to chug some wine. I mean, come on.
Can't lose.
All right, here we go. Question number one. The Owls are the sports team of what public Philadelphia university?
Owls. Is it Temple?
TU, that is correct.
Question. Oh my god, okay.
Yeah, come on, Desiree, you're even surprising yourself at this point. You're that good. All right, here we go. Question number two. Okay, what private university in Philadelphia has a dragon as its mascot? You got the other one correct. What do you got for this one? A dragon.
Is it Drexel?
Come on, Desiree. You are so good.
Wait, it's Drexel?
It is Drexel,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yes! Okay.
You're just oozing talent. Here we go. Get this one right, and you're going to be drinking wine in no time. Question number three. This one's a little bit trickier, maybe. Robert Indiana's most famous work of art is a sculpture with versions in Philadelphia and other cities. It's a bright red, blue, and green rendition of what four-letter word? And a lot of people, like, get married next to it or get proposed next to it.
A four-letter word?
Yeah.
That's the love sign, right?
Desiree. Well done. Come on.
I'm definitely getting that job.
You are definitely getting the job. In fact, when you get the job, just already ask for a raise, you know? Ask for a raise and a promotion. Yeah, come on. Just shoot your shot today.
My lucky day.
For real, Desiree. Well done. You got a pair of tickets for our Down and Derby Wine Fest, Cooper River Park, May 6th. What's your go-to wine that you'll be just celebrating with?
I love a good rosé, honestly.
Rosé all day? Desiree, come on now. Thanks for hanging with me. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I got all your celebrity headlines with the Dirty at 30. It's Bennett on TDY. Post Malone has his own fast food restaurant. It's opening up in Utah. That's where he lives now, which is so random. But it's like an extension of Raising Cane's, so it's kind of similar to their menu. And then I guess there's going to be like special Post Malone merch. Not that we're all flocking to Utah, but if you're, you know, I don't know, if you already have a trip planned, just keep your eyes peeled for that. I feel like they should also tattoo you on site too, right? Like get some chicken fingers and get tatted on the face, you know, get the whole Post Malone experience. Smoke some Parliaments while you're at it. Rihanna just bought Chandler's old mansion. Of course, Matthew Perry is his legal name. $21 million she just dropped on this house. Could she be any more rich? I gotta look at photos of that. Apparently it's like 9,000 square feet and it's something. It's gotta be something if Rihanna is gonna move her squad, all of her babies in there now. And then I saw this and it got me excited. Timbaland says that Justin Timberlake's new album is ready. It's all done. And the best part about it, Timbaland says that this is like old school fun, Justin. He said it's like Future Sex Love Sounds Part 2. So like back when JT was good. Like no offense to Justin. I love Justin. But like his last album was what? In 2018, Man of the Woods. Remember that one? Do you remember that one? Like he ditched the suit and tie. And he bought all of his clothes from Dick's Sporting Goods. It was a strange time in all of our lives. So I'm happy that JT is getting back to his roots. And of course, the Dirty at 30 is all sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org. It's 96.5 TDY. Good morning. Oh my God, it's already like 66 degrees. Okay. Bennett on TDY, 86 degrees is the high today. I love it. You can always reach out to the show, too, 844-966-5965. If you just want to just do anything, say anything. You can DM me on Instagram, too, at 965TDY, at Bennett on Air. In fact, we got Elizabeth on the phone, and she's just got some bad customer service, which I'm always here to hear about. Elizabeth, what happened to you?
So we had a carpet service come in, and they give us a huge discount.
Right.
But I'm wondering if I can still write them a bad review because something's happened. But I talked to my husband and he was like, no, they gave you a huge discount. You can't write the bad review now because of the discount.
Oh, because of the discount. It's like, okay, well, then we're even. Interesting. That's tough. That's tough because, man, bad customer service. And I feel like getting good customer service is rare these days. But I'm also not one to like write reviews online anyway. I just will never just I won't go back. Like that's the deal. And if anyone asks me about it, I'll tell them the honest truth. But I don't go on Yelp. I don't go on like, you know, Google or whatever. How do we feel about this bad customer service? If, you know, they give you a discount to say sorry, are we even then? Or are you still going to like take it to the interwebs? 844-966-5965. Dana, what do you think about this?
No, I think bad service is bad service. It doesn't matter whether you paid the top dollar for it or you got a discount. Service should be service.
Oh, damn. So, you're going right to the interwebs. You're writing that review. You're going to get someone fired. I mean, listen, I feel you. 844-966-5965. What do we think? Or hit me up in the DMs at 965TDY, The Weeknd. And Ari, it's Die For You. It's Bennett on 965TDY. You know, Elizabeth hit us up, and she got some bad customer service, I guess, recently. I guess she got carpets put in or something, but I guess the whole process sucked for her. But they gave her a discount, which is nice. A lot of companies don't do that. I get bad customer service all the time. But she's wondering if she should still, like, run to the interwebs and write a bad review, which, I don't know. We're getting different opinions on this. You can slide into our DMs on IG at 965TDY. Kimberly says that she never wrote any reviews on Yelp. I haven't either. I know a lot of people who do, though, so, I mean, it's common. Kimberly said, just don't go back. We all have bad days. Yeah, I feel that. You never know. Yeah, it could have been just a bad moment. They could be a good company. They just had a little rough day, you know? Everyone has those, right? 844-966-5965. It's Bennett on TDY. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jen.
Jen, what's happening? Elizabeth just hit us up. She just got new carpets or something put in, but she had bad customer service the whole time, I guess. But she got a discount on the price, but she's still wondering if she should write a bad review online. Like, does the discount kind of negate all that? Or are they even after that? Or should she write this bad review online?
Absolutely not. I really do not do that. I mean, I work in the service industry. We're overworked. There's not enough of us. We're all doing our best. And sometimes we just have a bad day. And I'm sorry, but like they clearly tried to make it up to you. And I think you have to take that into consideration.
Right. I agree with you. That's the best kind of sorry, too. Like saving you money. That's nice. I mean, how many times have you had bad customer service and you pay full price for it? You pay full price for sucky service. I guess not good.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it's if they're trying, you got to just appreciate that and not try to go after them. Everyone's doing their best. We got to be a little kinder.
That's true. And moving forward, if you're going to give me a discount, you can be sucky to me if you want. You know, you can suck to save me money. 96.5, hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening back there? I hear bells and whistles ringing going on back there.
We got a lot of phones ringing.
Whoa.
I finally got through in the last time.
What the heck is happening? Who's this?
This is Tina.
Tina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hatfield.
Good to hear from you, Tina. I'm going to let you go, though. It seems like you have some things you have to sort out back there. It's Bennett on TDY. Who's this?
It's Dawn.
Dawn, how we feeling this morning?
It's gorgeous out, so I'm in a good mood. It's nice out.
Oh, my God. Dawn, how great is this weather?
I know, right? Like, I almost don't want to go to work. I kind of want to play hooky.
Do it. Let's make up some excuses right now. Let's go through some of the excuses.
I can come up with so many right now, Bennett. It's not even funny.
Right? Give me one. Hold on. Wait, it's Wawa Day. That's a holiday, technically. You know?
Yeah, technically. I got to go support my Wawa. You know, they need me as, like, their mascot today because I used to work for them.
Dawn, there you go. There's excuse number one. It's Wawa's 59th birthday. I can't come in today. I got to get my free any size hot coffee, and that's going to take all damn day.
Uh-huh. It's going to take all day. The sun told me to take a day at the beach because, you know, it's shining.
Yeah.
I can't deny the sun.
Yeah, there you go. There's another one. Your pet lizard is ill, right? You have a lizard, right? It's sick. You got to take it to the vet.
No, we have a cat, though.
My cat
is sick. I got to take her to the vet.
Yeah, lizard, cat, same thing. It's all good. You got this,
Dawn.
Yeah,
four legs.
Whatever it is, just don't go to work. Save yourself. You know, I always love checking in with you guys. 844-966-5965. You can hit me up or slide into those DMs at 965TDY, at Bennett on Air. It's Bennett on TDY. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Where are you calling from? A racetrack?
No, I'm driving. Sorry,
uh-huh.
I'll put my window up.
Hey, who's this?
It's Lauren.
Oh, there you go. I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're whipping through the city, huh?
I was. Don't say that on the air. I'm doing the speed limit.
Yeah, whatever you say, Tokyo Drift. Damn. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold as you regroup there. 844-966-5965. We got Regina. Regina, where's work this morning? Where are you headed to?
I work at a consulting firm. It's not fun at all.
No, but that's kind of cool, though. I always envy, like, a consultant because you just tell people what to do. Like, you're just a boss.
You just boss people around.
Yeah, people go to exams. There you go.
Your poor boyfriend just gets bossed around all day.
I know.
All right, it's Bennett. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go frolic in the sunshine real quick. But before I go, I'm going to hit you with the O-Snap Throwback, sponsored by Pierce Phelps, your local Carrier air conditioning and heating expert. Visit nopaycarrier.com. I gave you a little song clip in reverse. Let's see if you can get this right. Bennett on TDY, who is this?
This is Jenna. I'm calling from Philly.
What's going on, Jenna? It's amazing outside. Did you fake?
It's so great.
Yeah, did you fake sick or what's going on with you?
No, I'm a nanny, so I'm outside all day today anyway, so it's great.
Oh, hell yeah. Isn't being a nanny, like I was saying this earlier, parenting when it's really nice out is elite. It's so good.
Yes.
Oh my God. Did you hear the clip of the O-Snap Throwback? I put it in reverse. Any idea what that is?
I did. I think it was I Just Want to Fly by Sugar Ray.
Oh, come on, Jenna. You are so good. I don't know how you got that, but well done. Well done. I have nothing for you, but just know that you're crushing life, and everyone is proud of you in the city of Philadelphia.
Okay, thank you so much, Bennett.
And this song, with this weather, I mean, come on, chef kiss.
Yes, the windows are open.
Yes.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.